Today is November 22, 2022, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Two men stabbed in crew mutiny. Two men were injured, probably seriously, last night when the deck crew of the steam schooner Jacinto, bound from San Francisco to Grace Harbor, mutinied shortly after the vessel had cleared the Golden Gate. Captain Wertman and his officers forced the mutineers into the forecastle at the point of revolvers and finally subdued them. Two members of the crew were stabbed by shipmates in the rioting incident to the mutiny, ship's officers reported. Two other crew members were placed in irons, and the vessel sailed back to San Francisco with its police flag flying. Emil Laxa was the seaman injured worst. He was beaten and cut about the face. W. Caru was charged with the cutting. Laxa was taken from the ship in a critical condition and sent to a hospital. His alleged assailant and five other members of the crew were arrested, and Captain Wertman said charges of mutiny on the high sea would be placed against them. The name of the other injured man was not given. The Jacinto is owned by the E.K. Wood Lumber Company. The cause of the mutiny was liquor, according to ship's officers. In other news, bridge conference on cards tonight. County bridge needs, particularly as they apply to the problems of highways in Hoquiam and Aberdeen, will be the subject of a conference to be held tonight at the Washington Hotel at 6:15 o'clock by representatives of the various committees. Mayor H.R. Fisher and George Gauntlet will represent Hoquiam. The meeting will be the first definite action towards a bridge program to be presented to the state legislature for the county, it is believed. The need for a new bridge across the Hoquiam River and one across the Wishkar River, both to take care of the steadily increasing traffic and to be ready in case the present bridges go out of commission, is generally understood throughout the county, and it is believed that all sections will unite on a general plan of procedure to start the work of securing the bridges on the way to consummation in actual construction in the not-for-distant future. The conference will be held during and following a dinner at the hotel. The plan is understood to have been the suggestion of Mr. Carney. In other news, car plunges in slough, four get baths amid mud. An automobile driven by Fred Pearson plunged off the Wishkar Road Saturday on the way to a dance, precipitating the four occupants into a slough. The two girls of the company were rescued from the mud by the two young men and taken to town by a passing car. The tide was out, which doubtless saved the party from a more serious mishap. A wrecker was necessary to pull the car out of the mud. And finally, elderly man has wealth delusion. An elderly man giving his name as Charles Weber is being held in the county jail in Montesano pending a hearing as to his sanity. He went into the Schaefer Brothers Logging Company office at Brady, 4 miles east of Montesano, on Tuesday afternoon and demanded $5,000. He was sent to the camp and then returned to the office so as to get one of the Schaefer brothers to sign a check for him. Not finding them, he took a train towards Grace Harbor, from which he was removed by Sheriff Elmer Gibson. The man had formerly worked for the Schaefers in one of their camps. When coming to them, he gave his address as BXO 475 Route 7, Los Angeles. He told the sheriff that he had loaned this money to the Schaefer brothers. It is thought that he may be the same man who demanded $10,000 he claimed to have on a deposit at the Montesano National Bank about a month ago. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on November 22, 1922. With the chill of the season now upon us, we invite you to step into the warmth of the Polson Mansion by spending a leisurely hour or two exploring Grace Harbor County's history at the Polson Museum in Hoquiam. We're open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4, though we will be closed this Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving holiday. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.